Hi, this is Corey Shanahan, and this is the Leadership Minute. I'm working right now with a number of board chairs and heads of organizations whose terms are ending. So they will be leaving the role that they're currently in. And they are thinking about their next role, and I'm helping them think that through and think about their legacy. And how do you create a legacy that lasts? In doing this work, there are a few key things that you can pay attention to, and that will really help create a lasting legacy, something that's meaningful for you and the people around you. The first is somewhat counterintuitive, and that is to focus on others. And this is not just an altruistic point, but rather is more effective. When you step into the shoes of others, you very often become much more powerful in creating your legacy. So how do you want to be perceived? Taking care of people, taking care of the achievements of the organization. If you look at it from their point of view, it'll give you a much better grasp of what needs to be done and what you need to do in order to safeguard your legacy. The second thing is to use the words that you want others to use. Language is really powerful. And I think it's very important that you repeat the words when you talk about the achievements in the organization, your achievements, that you use the same words consistently. Use them in writing, you use them in spoken events. So for example, it might be that you modernized the organization, or you helped overhaul it, or you brought it back from the brink. Think about the words, choose them and reuse them repeatedly. The third and final thing is really to pick one or two things that you want to be known for. These are really attributes. They're the traits that you want to be referred to when people talk about you. You also want it in relation to your next roles. You want that to be the thing that people think about with you. For example, do you want to be known as a decision maker, as a visionary? Are you someone who brought discipline to an organization that badly needed it? Are you somebody who expanded an organization? Did you grow the business, or did you consolidate and safeguard it through a difficult, troubled period? Think about the sort of traits of what you want to be known for, and think about how you can craft that and reinforce it so that when people are talking about you for new roles, those are the sort of qualities that will come to mind. If you pay attention to those three things, I think you'll be well on your way to really creating a legacy that lasts. You've been listening to the Leadership Minute with me, Corey Shanahan. For more information, please visit corryshanahan.com.